The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh, I'm feeling so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I had a great night's sleep last night. My husband here, DJ Automatic, not so much because I snored like a bear. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's the Dana Cortez Show here in the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
The unrested DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so I started looking up reasons that people snore because he said to me, Dana, you were snoring so badly. And it's weird because I had a restless night. A lot on my mind.
You're not going to blame this on one night. This is an everyday thing.
Not every day. It's not every day because there's some nights that you snore too. But
I know you want to be a lady and you're going to act like you don't snore all the time. You're like a little mini cub.
First of all, I opened up to the fact that I snore. I literally said I snored like a bear. Second of all, I looked things up. Okay. And the thing is that 80% of people who wear mouth guards or retainers snore.
Thanks.
I fall into the 80 percentile because I wear a retainer because I had braces.
All right. Congratulations.
And I'm not taking my retainer out.
So that's your justification for making my nights horrible. Do you know what? Where is that thing so I could step on it?
Nope. Okay, now I clearly see why you're self-conscious about your snoring.
It doesn't bother me, Anthony. I'm okay with it.
Well, anytime you're presenting facts about it, it bothers you a little bit.
It does a little bit.
As a person who sweats, like, snoring is a natural thing. It's like, I sweat a lot.
Ew.
And that's just something, you know, sometimes people sweat a lot. Sometimes.
Do you sweat in bed a lot?
No, I don't sweat in bed a lot, but I just sweat a lot.
How would you know? You're asleep.
My point is to say that, guys, sometimes, you know, nature takes its course, and some of us are heavy sweaters, and some of us over there snore like, you know, like a alcoholic on a 3-day bender.
Whoa!
I don't know what's going on over there.
First of all,
I
only snore because I wear my retainer. And number two, DJ Automatic, I'm not going to stop wearing a retainer because my mother was a single mom and she paid a lot of money for me to have braces. Plus, I had to rewear them later.
So I have to suffer for your teeth.
Yes. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with International Talk Like a Pirate Day, everybody.
All I think about is the pirate, though, from SpongeBob.
Oh, I think of Johnny Depp right away.
Oh, there you go.
All right. And we also have the anniversary of the emoji. All right. Now, the emoji was originally invented and was called the emoticon in 1982 when a computer scientist put a colon, dash, and a bracket face together, making the first ever happy face.
Oh, I love that. You know, also, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. I wanted to say when Apple was looking for a different way to communicate, they asked Angela Guzman, who was an intern at the time, hey, can you come up with something? So all of the most popular emojis today that we use, which is now a new language, were created by Miss Guzman.
Oh,
I know.
Yep, they just added the turnip, a purple splat, and a face with bags in your eyes.
Hey,
yeah, that goes for me. My wife snoring.
I'm not a guy.
And we'll wrap it up on National Pawpaw Day, which shout out to all the grandpas around the country. But this is not about the grandpas. This is actually about America's forgotten most grapefruit, the Kentucky banana. Yeah, it's a fruit here native to Northern America that tastes like a mix between a banana and a mango.
You know, I'm not a drinker, but that sounds like a go-go with tequila and some ice. You know what I'm saying? Muddle that up and mix it up. Shout out to the pawpaw.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So we're filming video today, and behind the scenes here, I'm trying to get my husband to look good, to look right, DJ Automatic.
Mm-hmm.
I was just attacked by the men in this room. I nag at my husband, DJ Automatic. Never.
Oh.
Never. I asked you to sit in that seat, and you said, I don't know. And then I said, move your hat a little bit because you have a shadow on your eye.
And then she said, take off your hat so we can see that beautiful hair of yours.
Take it off.
No.
Let me see your hair.
What does it matter?
Because it's not greasy today. You actually took a bath.
This is,
Look at that.
This is the spiciest edition of wife nagging videos we've done in a while.
I don't nag.
She will find anything to
But that's okay.
Oh,
come on, we gotta put beeps in here, dude.
First of all, you're the only one that in this room.
Double beeps.
Okay, I'm trying to make you a better person. If you have a shadow on your eye, I'm gonna tell you. Your hair looks good, I'm trying to lift you up.
How to be a better person, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have brought all kinds of elevation into your life. Ooh. When I met you, you wore...
Name one thing, besides the stupid striped polo thing.
Your fashion, your hair.
My hair, hair's always been good.
Your confidence. When I met you, you didn't have a confidence.
I'm one of the cockiest dudes you know.
No, you weren't cocky. Well, you've always been cocky. But you didn't have that confidence since you met me. Okay, I lifted you up.
This is going from funny to therapy.
Exactly.
Well, automatically she has helped you with the hair because, you know, she give you some good hair remedies. Well,
you have the worst fade of all time when I met you.
Well, blame my barber. Don't blame me.
You were the one that co-signed and paid for that.
I do agree with your wife that you have luscious hair. You should show it off more.
Thank you.
I do not agree with the way she delivered you the news. Because she made you seem like you're ugly rest of the time.
No, I didn't.
But I did. I'd just be this ugly, fat loser.
Yeah. Thank you for recognizing that. So I found this article on marriage.com, and it reveals that nagging is a crucial part of a successful relationship. And it's not actually nagging. It is called constructive criticism.
Oh, okay. That's what you're going to call it?
It is a form of feedback that is intended to improve a relationship. And because women are known for maternal instincts and we're always trying to make things better, it's in our nature, we do strive to make our men better too. We love you. We want you to be stronger. That's what I'm doing. You have something on your nose, a bat in a cave. I'm telling you, and I'm not criticizing you. I want you to look good and feel good.
How about when you point out that I shouldn't be eating this thing or I should have gone to go work out? What is that called?
I want you to live longer because I'm afraid of being alone without you. I'm
starting to feel like Dana wrote this list herself.
I did not.
Marriage.com. That's definitely a woman thing for sure, dog.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to play audio from Pesa Pluma's ex-girlfriend, Hannah, saying, I returned all the gifts he ever gave me. Plot twist at the end. Let's discuss now. First, though, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
All right. We have Brent Faiyaz celebrating his birthday and Jimmy Fallon also celebrating a birthday as well.
Okay. So Pesa Pluma, arguably one of the biggest artists in the world, just stepped on the scene too, just a few years ago. He was dating TikTok influencer Hannah Howell. Beautiful girl. They were up and down all over the timeline. I was invested in this relationship, which lasted 90 days, I think.
Oh, it was only 90 days?
It felt like it was a lot longer.
That's a TikTok decade, though.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you, Anthony. I think, though, that it seemed like they were very much in love. He had her at all the concerts. You know, he was taking her everywhere. Well, apparently he dumped her. And she's hurt. And how do I know this? Because she sent him everything he'd ever given her back. Take a listen.
Raise your hand if you just got out of a insane relationship. So you ship everything in a box to their hotel with a note that says for the next one. And the day they get the package, they return it immediately back to you, except without the note. I hope that man frames that note or gives it to the next one.
Oh, Hannah, I'm so sorry, Mama.
She sounds so hurt.
She's so hurt. And here's why I know, and I think my ladies will agree. When you really don't care, you just don't take that much effort to do anything.
That's right.
Mama, I know you're hurt, but on to the next one, just like him. You'll be okay. You're going to hurt for a minute, but you're going to be okay.
I would have a little more pity for her if this wasn't a 90-day relationship.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad.
I'm sorry, girl.
I would never send anything back. If you give it to me as a gift, dude, I'm keeping it.
That's my thought. Anthony, 100%. If somebody gives you something, it's yours. And if they ask for it back, then the tables have turned. If Pesa Pluma was like, give it back, that means he still cares. You see what I'm saying? When you take that much time, you still care. She put in maximum effort because she's hurt.
Yeah.
And then threw it up on her TikTok and Instagram.
In all reality, the only thing that's going to happen is she's being upgraded.
What do you mean?
He traded her in for a better model. Sorry.
Oh,
literally. The ugliest thing I've ever heard.
And literally a better model.
And if you hadn't traded your girlfriend for me and upgraded, I might be upset. But anyway.
Oh, no.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Imagine being a firefighter and you see the blaze and you see the smoke and you know you have to go in there and put it out. And then you realize that's our own fire station.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
These firefighters responded to a fire. And as they're pulling back into their own fire station, they realize they were cooking breakfast and they left the stove on.
Oh, stupid.
So luckily, they're firefighters. So they pulled out their hoses and put the fire out. And nobody was hurt.
How did this story get leaked?
It's like, if I'm one of the firefighters in there, I'm like, guys, this is probably...
This just goes nowhere.
Yeah, this is the absolute
because
most embarrassing
thing.
Because
one of them called 911 and said, we see another blaze happening, not realizing it was their own fire station. Shout out to the firemen in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, man.
Where this story went down.
From the firemen in Atlanta, Georgia, to Indonesia, where a young boy was playing hide and seek with his friends and locked himself in a shipping container. And 6 days later, he was found 2,300 miles away from where he started, all the way in Bangladesh.
What?
But thankfully, he is safe and good to go now. So
what?
I think
he wins.
Yeah.
I'm sinking. I can't find you. So he ended up 2,300 miles away.
Yes,
from
dude, because the shipping container ended up going. My thing is, his friends just gave up.
I know.
Well, so did he.
Well, at least he's alive.
He's safe. He's recovering. He was dehydrated, of course.
And hungry.
He survived it. And, yo, shout out to the best hide-and-seek player in the history of hide-and-seek.
Congratulations. You win the crown.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right. It's been a couple of days since Diddy's been jailed, and he's begging to be released. Can there be some type of agreement made? Let's discuss. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
All right. From Love Island, Serena Page celebrating her birthday. Brent Faiyaz is celebrating her birthday, and Jimmy Fallon as well.
Okay. So we reported a couple of days ago Diddy was indicted for sex trafficking by force, racketeering, allegations of forcing people into prostitution, and more. Narcotics were found in his home. Firearms found in his home, large amounts of lubricants, including over 1,000 bottles of baby oil, IV drips. Unfortunately, terrible videos that he used to blackmail people for decades on various mobile phones and other devices. So he doesn't like being in jail.
Oh, nobody offered, wants to be in jail.
Of course not. I get it. And he offered $50 million cash along with his home and everything else to be let out of jail. Now he's begging and also saying he will comply by not having any females over at his house. But something I wanted to say, Automatic Anthony A., is some of the people that suffered at the hands, allegedly, by P. Diddy were men. Young men. Some barely 18. Some not 18, according to the paperwork. So we have to be careful in allowing somebody like that back on the streets. We talk about it all the time, right? Diddy's no different than anybody else. He just happens to have a lot of money.
And a lot of fame.
Jail sucks, though.
Jail does suck, but I am very interested to see who else is going to come out in these tapes.
Oh, who's going to go?
This is the beginning of the domino effect for the celebrities that ran with P. Diddy.
Aren't you guys happy you never got invited to that party?
I'm so happy that I got uninvited from that, because I wouldn't want to see that in the first place, but I'm glad to be on record saying I've never been a fan of P. Diddy.
But a lot of people have been joking about it for years. You've got people like Cat Williams making jokes like, when P. Diddy says, hey, let's party, you gotta say no. I get that, and I understand, like, hey, you don't want to be involved in all that, but also allowing it to happen. Now, we talked about this yesterday. I think he's freaking out because he's in jail.
Yeah, dude, jail sucks.
I think he's never, ever had anybody tell him what to do, tell him how to move, and we all know he's getting the same bologna sandwiches that everybody else is.
The corrections officers are just like, take that.
877-730-DCS1. I want you to call or text right now. Should Diddy be allowed to leave jail?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Remember when LeBron James wanted to trademark Taco Tuesday? Okay, well, Taco Bell has done something that I think people actually like. Let's discuss in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Thursday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
All right, first hashtag for the second straight week. Beetlejuice, the sequel, is number one, making $51.6 million.
Wow.
Number two is Speak No Evil. And number three, still Deadpool and Wolverine, still, man, people still lining up to see that movie as well.
I mean, there's never any good movies out at this point. And from what I heard, the Beetlejuice, the second one now, is not that great. Michael Keaton, they said, was awesome in it, but the reviews that I've read from people that I respect, their movie opinions, have said that Beetlejuice is not a good movie.
Well, until I see it, though, Automatic, I'm not going to say anything.
Who are you, dude? Who are you, DJ Automatic? What was up with that movie review right there, bro?
That's what I just said. No,
when the movie guy says the movie sucks, I believe
Mike the movie guy.
I'm still trying to not be angry about the Jenna Ortega slander here. Okay, I'm going to go see the movie. movie, I'll give you a review next week right here. We'll
Don't
find
be
out.
Mad at me. Be mad at Mike, the movie guy.
Yeah. DJ Automatic Food News.
Taco Bell is a very powerful company. And now what they've done, they have changed National Taco Day. It will now land on the first Tuesday of every October so we can have National Taco Tuesday for the rest of our lives.
Oh, I love that. Ooh. Do we love the tacos from Taco Bell? That's the question.
I don't know.
I'm trying to hit up Taco Bell for National Taco Day. Sorry.
I'm trying to figure out, is this a gentrification of Taco Tuesday? Is that what's happening right here? Or are we happy about this?
I think it's been happening now for a decade. Shout out all the Latinx people out there. And I like white people taco night. This might be controversial, but I love me a crispy taco. Yeah, I said it. At Dana Cortez on Instagram, okay? Hit white me up. National Day, Anthony night. A.
All right, we have International Talk Like a Pirate Day, everybody. And we also have National Pawpaw Day, which this is not shouting out your grandpa, although we love them. Yo, this is often talking about the forgotten American fruit known as the Kentucky banana. It tastes like a mix of a mango and a banana. So if you ever had one, let us know. I'm interested to see how that is.
For some reason, when you said Kentucky banana, I felt like that was some kind of drug reference.
That sounds like some good drug.
Is this some GMO banana or is this like a natural banana? What is this?
I've never heard of a pawpaw.
We're not as diverse as we think we are, guys. All right.
Maybe not. You're right. Maybe not.
And let's go to wrap it up on the anniversary of the emoji.
Hey.
All right. The original emoji was known as the emoticon, invented 42 years ago by a computer scientist researcher. He made a semicolon, a line, and a half, and a closed bracket to make a smiley face. There it is. I brought that home.
Well, thank goodness Angela Guzman ended up working for Apple.
Oh.
She was an intern at the time, and they gave her the task of coming up with the emojis we see today. And she did. So shout out to her on Hispanic Heritage Month. I just wanted to say, she said, I didn't get paid for that well either because she was an intern.
I mean, she basically wrote a new language, though.
It totally is. I swear.
It's modern hieroglyphics.
I will just send somebody, you know, an emoji and that tells you how I'm feeling. What's your last emoji?
My last one was prayer hands.
Okay, automatic. All right. Anthony, your last emoji.
My last one was the fire sign, the smoke signal, and then like the little leaf thing.
That's three. Do you know what one means?
Oh. But he sent it as one.
Oh, it's one little thing?
Like I said, it's hieroglyphics.
Yeah, I just rolled my eyes at you.
I know exactly what that means, too. I'm rolling my eyes at you, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier today, myself, Dana Cortez, and my husband here, DJ Automatic, and Anthony, you're talking about Bessel Pluma and his ex-girlfriend, Hannah Howell. And they dated for, I don't know, a few months. I was kind of invested because it seemed like they were very in love. You know, he was showering her with gifts. She's a TikTok influencer. So
they were honeymooning.
She was showing them, hanging out. He took her everywhere, all the concerts. But since, you know, last week he dumped her and she returned everything he gave her. Take a listen.
So you ship everything in a box to their hotel with a note that says for the next one. And the day they get the package, they return it immediately back to you, except without the note. I hope that man frames that note or gives it to the next one.
Oh, so her girl vibes, obviously. But more than that.
Oh, she's sad.
Yeah, she's super sad.
I'm not into giving anything back. When it comes to my exes, they didn't have anything, and I took the kids, too. So I took everything. I took everything, okay? And you know, funny thing, they didn't want any of it. So, including the children.
That's funny.
Okay, because they don't need to be raising kids, okay? And that's on them.
All right.
I'm not into giving gifts back, and I'm not into taking anything from someone either. I feel like when you do that, you're showing someone you care that much. I don't care. It's just not that important.
I never asked for any of the jewelry I gave away to my girlfriends.
Automatic, you were a jewelry giver. In fact, when we were friends, you asked me, what should I buy for my girlfriend? I said, oh, get her a
There's
necklace.
There's a lot of necklaces and earrings out necklace. There that are on the DJ Automatic payroll. What?
You want
Man,
them back?
Bro.
I never asked for them back. I never asked for them back.
But petty.
I mean, sometimes when a guy asks a girl to marry him and it doesn't work out, he asks for the ring back. Is that petty?
Yeah, yes, a little bit.
Petty. You gave her that ring.
Yeah, but you're not getting married. So why would you keep the ring?
It's called You took a bet. She said yes. Oh. She changed her mind.
That's not how that works out in a court of law. Sorry.
What's the FanDuel spread on that one?
If you give me a ring, it's engagement. The wedding band comes later, sir.
I think jewelry is its own separate category of gifts back.
Oh, wait,
I think you have the right to ask for jewelry back, in my opinion.
Yet. When I said that, Automatic's thinking, when you give me an engagement ring, that's the first part. Okay, that's my ring. When we get married, we exchange wedding bands. Okay.
Oh.
So until then, that engagement ring is mine. the wedding band situation comes later.
Until then, and you don't get married, then you bring me the ring back.
No.
Because we didn't get married. We never closed the deal. You don't get to keep anything for it. It's not a consolation prize. You don't get something and I don't. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way.
You got a yes. And then something happened.
So there's probably women out there saying yes, getting rings and keeping them.
No,
and you can make a living off that.
You made me say your Christian name. I'm so upset. No. Let me tell you something. More than likely, a lot of women ended up getting cheated on.
Oh, that is not it.
How many down of the dams have we done? And so they keep the ring because you made me a promise. And then when we get married, the closing deal is the wedding band.
Hypothetical situation. If she cheats, does she own the ring back?
No.
Oh, I hate you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.